Blog Talk Radio.
Articulating
what has kept us together.
Yeah.
And we've been away for a while.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Yes, we are.
A little rusty. You know, I feel a little rusty. I need some oil.
Some oil. Rusty oil.
Pour some oil to me. Let it trickle down my spine. If you don't have SPP, Crisco will do just fine. Slide some to my elbow and to my fingers, if you would. Slide some oil to me, girl. Woo! Don't that feel good? Slide some oil to my feet.
See, we the old school weird folk. That's our generation.
Yeah, that's us.
We out the 70s. Praying, you know, and the oil that helps us, that
yeah.
lubricates our minds,
mm-hmm.
our souls, our bond,
mm-hmm.
our relationship is this blessed Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And we must give due diligence by
yeah.
approaching his throne of grace.
Yeah.
This removes all the rust
mm-hmm.
and all the things that the world corrupts. So if you all join us in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we truly thank and praise you for another day, another year that you blessed us to see, that you blessed our marriage. Oh, Lord, that you blessed our union, and Lord, blessed our fruit. And we are truly thankful for all that you are, all that you have done, you're doing, and will do. And we must give you all the glory,
yes.
honor, and praise. We trust you, as you always have, to word our mouths and guide our footsteps. And we pray a prayer for everyone who is listening on now, live, as well as in the future, praying for their marriages, praying for their relationships, praying most of all that they see you, know you, and be drawn to you as you shall be drawn to them. Oh, great God, we look to you right now because there are so many burdened and vexed and downtrodden and discouraged and dismayed. Oh, great God, and you know to what extent. You know the very well-being of each one. And, Lord, we pray, oh, Lord, that all shackles be loosed, all fetters and chains be broken. Oh, great God, that they may be free indeed. Oh, Lord, for we know, as your word says, for whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Yes.
And we will dare to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in this cyber service that your will be done. Your praise go forth and the glory be thine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just to say, you can call in live at 914-803-4491. Be glad to hear from you. We realize that this was somewhat of an impromptu broadcast. We didn't advertise and promote as we usually do in
yeah.
days in advance. But, you know, in light of this event, as we always have, and as the Spirit has always led us, we have learned to take advantage of the time. And what better time to celebrate and highlight this ministry and cyber service of Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis then on our 24th
yeah.
anniversary, our silver-ish anniversary,
yeah.
or pre-silver, you
yeah.
see, because truth be told, we've been together for about
25
years.
Around the time our last three children were born.
Right,
around
February,
that,
are you getting ahead of yourself? We met about February
right.
1991.
Right.
And
yeah.
it just happens to be that our last three children were born yeah. 2 days apart in February.
From the 14th through the 18th.
Exactly. 14th,
yep.
16th, and 18th.
Yep.
Baby girl born February 14th. Our second youngest son was...
Oh, Quentin is a 16.
Is a 16.
Yep.
And then our youngest
son
is
the
18th. 18th.
Yep.
You see. So something about February, for one.
Yeah.
But to say this is 25 years of knowing each other.
Yeah.
And truth be told, that could be applied to our silver.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say silverish.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know.
Silverish in the heavenly realms.
You
because
see.
Because that was definitely a divine
connection.
Encounter. Yeah.
Surely.
It was.
But, you know, just right quick on a serious note, our last broadcast, and a sobering note,
yeah,
was the war is real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it must be that we touched a nerve on the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
Because they unleashed a barrage,
yep,
of attacks in every area of our life.
Yep.
And like never before, and we'd been on air for 3 years with Dying to be Married,
mm-hmm,
with Winston and Sandra Lewis.
Yep.
But we realized it. And I can say we were shook. And it took us seeking, soul searching about the whole of who we are. Our ministry,
yeah,
Kingdom United Ministries Network, our vision to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our marriage,
yeah,
our family.
Yeah.
So, and this is just being real. But ultimately, we realized the solution. Sure, we always know the Lord. Sure, we did not stop praying. But we were jarred to the extent of seeking something more. Being pressed to a point that it's even deeper than just our usual prayer. And it gives us the opportunity to promote part of which helped us. You all may be familiar with this movie, The War Room. And my wife and I sat down and watched this movie together.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, it really touches on every marriage that has issues.
Yeah.
Like ours has. And we've had them from day one. But, you know, what we saw and what we gleaned from that movie really helped us.
Yeah.
You see? And it contributed to what we realized already. We were at war. You know, it's something to know how to fight because, you know, it is our mantra that we fight back to back in the foxhole of faith.
Right.
You may have heard us say that many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to have seen a war and what war is, but it's a different thing when the fight is actually brought to you.
Right.
And the fight was brought to us.
Mm-hmm.
We found ourselves in the middle of an ambush, you see. And, you know, sometimes when you find yourself in those fights, they just jump off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of us grew up in the city. She from Chicago, me from Detroit. And we have found ourselves in some real fist fights.
Right.
You see. And sometimes when your back is up against the wall, you don't have backup, mom, dad ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
Your best friends who might jump in ain't there. You got to fight.
Yep.
Fight or fall.
That's right.
That's what we found ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
We realize, just as we have in these 24 years, that our fight is won when we apply the proper principles.
That's right.
Not fighting each other.
Right.
Not abandoning our help, which comes, mm-hmm, from the hills, but turning to each other. Not
right.
Turning on each other, turning to each other, and most of all, turning to Him.
Right.
Taught us how to fight.
Yeah. You know, a part of any successful battle is knowing who you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a big football fan,
mm-hmm,
and during this season, I know that the Super Bowl teams that are going to be playing. They're studying the other teams' moves, their strategies,
exactly.
Their, you know,
film.
They know,
mm-hmm.
they know which players are prone to do certain things and what their strengths and what their weaknesses are.
Right.
Their whole season depends on knowing their enemy.
Right.
Because if, and we say enemy, but knowing their opponent.
Exactly.
You know, and in every strategic battle, you will never conquer what you won't confront, and you won't confront what you don't identify.
Right.
So it's important to identify that it's not flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flesh and blood. And not only knowing who your enemy is, but knowing why your enemy is.
Exactly.
Because many times, although we are engaged in the battle, our enemy, our real enemy, is it's really not about us. It's about the purpose
exactly.
that God has for us to fulfill. The enemy is after your anointing. He's after the purpose that God has you here. We've said before that marriage represents God's relationship with us on earth.
Exactly.
So, therefore, this is the greatest place of attack for the enemy. And so it is important to know that when those unhealthy things that you would normally shun off start to rise up and they become so real,
mm-hmm.
so real. Yeah, you feel that. You feel the attack of the enemy that's working through your spouse. You feel that. But it's important to know in those times that you feel that it is not your spouse.
Absolutely.
It's not your spouse. And when you were saying, when you were referring to the war room, one of the things that was so profound about that is that, you know, the whole purpose of knowing what you are battling and your role even
mm-hmm.
in it was so important, because once you can do that, your focus shifts.
Absolutely.
Your focus shifts, because then you know that once you identify your enemy,
mm-hmm.
you have to fight with the right weapons.
Exactly.
You have to fight with the right weapons.
You know, while mm-hmm. you're right there, let's set this up with two passages of Scripture.
Okay.
Now, of course, you know, all along we realize, and you who be of faith will know this too, this is our rock. This is our foundation, this
mm-hmm.
Word of God.
That's
and
right.
Starting here, we're going to catapult into this conversation. You know, real, right, raw, and true.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 3:1. Going to read down through the 8th
mm-hmm.
verse. Because this is of the times. It amazes me that this Word of God, I'm ever in awe of how relevant,
right.
timely,
exactly.
and right it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a salve
mm-hmm.
to our souls, which we get scarred by. You know, it's something, you talk about these past events at the end of this year. It's like you wake up sometimes and you're wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You're scarred and you wonder, where did this scar come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did this pain come from?
Right.
And these I'll call it the middle of our life.
mm-hmm.
Prayerfully, that's what it is, unless the
right.
Lord delay is coming. In the middle of our life, we look up and see scars and feel pains and aches and bruises, and we look, where did that come from,
mm-hmm.
you see? And it reminds us, these are the times we live in.
That's right.
And if you're going to stand on faith, if you're going to dare to believe in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's a fight.
Yeah.
And that was that last word we broadcasted. The war is
real.
That also lets us know something about our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old wise serpent.
Mm-hmm.
This devil is wise. Yep. Don't take it for granted. Don't get it twisted.
That's
he
right.
knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wise enough to know when he is under attack and he is really overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
How? Because he started fighting harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what we experienced here. This is the real. We telling this truth and we
that's
shaming
right.
this devil.
That's right.
Okay? And he ain't playing either.
That's right.
We roll our sleeves up, he gonna roll up his.
And you know, and what I found out personally is that the fight is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything we know happens for a reason, and we're getting ready to get into that.
Right.
But I want to say this. One of the things that I learned about me is that the war, the battle, lets you know the level of your preparation.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's so easy. It's so easy to make posts on social media and post all of the beautiful scriptures, you know, I can do all things
mm-hmm.
through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of
mm-hmm.
strongholds. And, you know, you can quote all those scriptures and post them, and I'm more than a conqueror
mm-hmm.
through him who loved me and all of those things. And, you know, it's so easy to do that.
Right.
But we are living in a time.
That's right.
That if you are not ready. It's time out for talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for walking about it.
That's right.
Living it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this enemy is about to shame some folks.
Sure
he's going to shame. He's going to shame you. They're going to be righteous or you're going to be shamed to righteousness.
It reminds me of that passage of the vagabond Jews.
Exactly. I was just thinking that.
These Jews who, I'm paraphrasing the passage, is found in the book of Acts, who saw the apostles casting out devils, saw them healing the sick and conducting miracles, and they wanted to do it. They
mm-hmm.
wanted to imitate them.
Yep.
And they came upon someone who was possessed, and they went into the house trying to cast these devils out. Because they saw and was trying to imitate the apostles who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that demon cried out, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who
are
you? who you think you are? Said I was going to paraphrase. That's my amplified
yeah.
version. And that demon jumped up,
mm-hmm.
stripped them naked,
that's
and
right.
beat their behinds out into the street.
Mm-hmm.
Go find it. Look it up
mm-hmm.
in the book of Acts.
That's
it's a
right.
blue-letter Bible. That's real.
That's right.
And if we're not careful, that's what he will do to us.
That's right. And, you know, it's something when you talk about that passage. Outwardly, they were clothed. They looked like they had it going on. We
right.
got this.
Mm-hmm.
We got this. After all, we watched them do this.
Mm-hmm.
We got this down. We got it down. We studied their moves. We studied what they said, and they did it like this, and they did it like that. And we're living in that same time right now.
Right.
We're living in that time right
exactly.
now where there's a lot of people who sit back on the sidelines, and social media is good for this because
right.
you can paint your own image of who you want people to see you as.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you post enough scriptures and things like that on your page,
right.
you know, you can get people to thinking that you all of that in
exactly.
a bag of chips
mm-hmm.
in the chip factory.
Mm-hmm.
But when all hell
that's right.
is let loose on your life,
that's
and
real.
For a lot of people, you know, it don't take much. They had on the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
They had on the dressing. But see, this level of attack
right.
is going to beat that dressing off of you.
You see.
And cause you to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just the dressing, you're going to be ashamed. If you don't have nothing underneath, if all you have is dressing, but you have no content. If you have nothing, just dressing,
that's
but you
right.
have no character.
Right.
You have dressing, but you have no integrity.
Mm-hmm.
This level of warfare is going to expose everything about you. And the good thing about God is that when he allows those who are his to go through, Job said, you know the way that I take.
Mm-hmm.
That when I come
going to come forth as pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fire is necessary. And those who have the word in you, when you got that word in you, I can tell you from experience that when you have that word in you, when the fire comes, and it will come.
That's right.
Because it comes to purify and get rid of everything that is not like him. When that fire comes, and it was forecasted on that last broadcast,
sure,
that when the fire comes, it's going to burn away everything that is not like you. So whatever you lost, it's okay.
That's right.
Because you didn't need it, no way. It's going to expose the things in you about your character, the things that you didn't even know were in you.
Right.
There's some things that when you squeeze a grape, whatever is in it is going to come out.
That's right.
You know, whatever is in an olive, if whatever oil is in it, it's going to come out.
That's right.
So the fire is good for the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to expose those who are not.
That's right.
Those vagabonds, it's going to expose it because the war is real.
That's right.
And it's taking no hostages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whoever is in the, who, if you're proclaiming that you are his, it's going to expose whatever it is that's in you.
Exactly. Prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, you see. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. This passage of scripture is so apropos. Ecclesiastes 3:1. You want to amplify this with me, Sister
Lewis?
Sure.
Or
shall we take turns because it says similarly the same things, or how you want to do it?
Take turns.
All right. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reads, "To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven."
There is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or purpose under heaven.
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted.
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted.
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up.
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up.
A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance.
A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance.
A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away.
A time to search, and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep, and a time to throw away.
A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak.
A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak.
And here it is, a time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace.
A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
You see, the war is on.
Yeah.
The war is real. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be ready. Warning.
Yep.
A word of admonition to all you who be of faith and are bound in holy matrimony. It's time to fight for your marriage.
Yes.
It's time to fight for your holy union. It's time to not turn on each other, but turn to each other.
Yeah.
It's time to fight back to back in this foxhole of faith.
Mm-hmm.
This is who you are. everyone who has been bound in holy matrimony, in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're under attack.
Yep.
Every marriage is under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, I'm going to challenge you. This may sound challenging. It may even sound threatening. If your marriage is not under some sort of attack, it might not be nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you be of faith and you are not having issues, you see.
Hey, I'm cool. Ain't nothing going on
nothing.
Over here.
Especially after 24 years.
No, oh, we've been married 8 years. We ain't have... Nothing
beware.
Like that.
Not trying to scare you.
After all, we're soulmates. We know each other. We are besties.
You see, just trying to be serious.
Never had an argument.
Real
never,
with you.
Never.
You see,
we're cool.
That was a
and we're okay.
Final last words before pow.
And it's not to make fun
Mm-mm.
of anybody.
Mm-mm.
And we're not saying if you have harmony in your marriage,
right.
We're not saying that.
Mm-mm.
But in every marriage, there is something, whether you're handling it or
mm-hmm.
not, you know, there is some level of attack that if you are effective in any way,
right.
if there is any purpose that God has for you, and you're not experiencing no attack
right.
on any level
mm-hmm.
that God, that you say you have a vision and God has given you and everything is just smooth sailing, you're not facing any opposition and none of that.
Right. Check it.
Check it.
And saying this, not to scare you,
mm-hmm.
it's to sober you.
Exactly.
You see, we can get drunk on indifference.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
And be lulled to sleep. We could be the dopes on the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy will pull a rope of dope on
That's
you.
That's right.
You may think you've beaten him like
mm-hmm.
George Foreman did Ali in 74.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up to the 14th round.
That's right.
But that enemy will pull an Ali on you if
That's
you ain't
right.
careful.
Beware when you think
you
stand,
lest
you
fall. And... like I say, not to scare, but to sober.
That's right.
We're not fear mongers. We're
Mm-mm.
faith mongers.
That's it.
We have to be.
That's it.
Because this fight is realer than real.
That's right.
Okay? It's beyond what we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 6:10, if you would, Sister Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real deal. Sewing up in Paul's benediction. To this divine letter to the Ephesian church, the church in Ephesus, he closed with these sayings. And we're not closing yet, really just getting started, but it reads, I'm going to read down through 13.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's say
17.
Yes. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with the physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, an upright heart.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
And having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
One more verse. Praying always, mm-hmm, necessary, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people.
This is that strategic plan.
Yep.
That can be practiced.
Yes.
There's something about this Word of God, reading it out loud,
mm-hmm,
that establishes, it changes something in the atmosphere.
Yes.
In your fearful heart,
mm-hmm,
when you feel fear, when you're in the midst of battle,
mm-hmm,
I dare you to read this Word out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It will bring some salve to your situation.
Yeah.
Won't it?
Yep.
And not only that, you're forecasting to the enemy what I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love this scenario. Yeah, I'm a football nut. But I love this scenario I used to hear about the Dallas Cowboys, which is a team I don't necessarily like. Their offensive line with Larry Allen, he's about 350, and his cohorts on that offensive line. A good offensive line loves run blocking. They love to push off the ball. When you pass block, it's like you're backing up and protecting your quarterback, kind of with your hands up defending. But run blocking, you're on offense. You're going forward. And those guys were so big and so meaty. They say Larry Allen, by fourth quarter, they used to just wear teams out. And the defensive line, they'd be wore out so bad, Larry Allen used to just go, woo, woo, like he was pulling a train whistle, and he'd point to where he was going. And the defensive line, they couldn't do nothing about it. And Emmitt Smith just used to run through that hole. And he had just hit that whistle, woo, woo. You hear what I'm saying? This scripture,
mm-hmm,
lets you do that.
Mm-hmm.
When it reminds you,
yeah,
how you fight,
mm-hmm,
it reminds you you're on a winning team.
That's it.
It reminds you that every game you play,
mm-hmm,
is a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
that you've been slated to win.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You might be down several touchdowns,
mm-hmm,
but this word lets you know you're slated to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, It's run time.
Mm-hmm.
It's run a clock down time.
Yeah.
You up,
mm-hmm.
huh? And
yeah.
this thing about these principalities, it sounds intimidating
mm-hmm.
to realize that what's really going on in your marriage. When you realize it's evil forces, and note this, supernatural forces,
mm-hmm.
you can't fight it on your own.
Right.
You can't fight it in the natural. You can't beat supernatural with natural.
Right.
But the super that we have, greater is he that is in us
mm-hmm.
than he that is in the world. Greater
yeah.
is he that is on our offensive line than he that's on the defense.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look out. Ooh, here we come. That's why we back.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
We celebrating the time when we was running the ball down the enemy's throat.
That's it.
Hear me?
That's
we
it.
Coming right at you,
that's
devil.
Right.
We coming right at you, suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
We coming right at you, fear.
Mm-hmm.
We coming right at you, intimidation.
Yes.
We coming right at you, silence.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. yeah, silence is deadly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what the enemy wants us to do,
that's
to
right.
shut up talking.
That's
I ain't going to say nothing then.
Right.
Everything I say ain't being heard. Ain't nobody listening to me. They don't respect me. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. I'm not going to say a word.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
even feel like praying after a while. The enemy will have you believe.
Yes.
Huh?
What's but, the use?
You see?
Yes.
But getting to these words, and those are the fiery darts.
Yes.
What quenches them fiery darts? The shield
of faith
quenches all, it says. The fiery darts of the enemy. Your faith. Believing that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And no tongue. Huh?
Yep.
Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. This is our heritage.
Exactly.
We've inherited this power. Jesus displayed it in that desert. When the enemy came at him. When the enemy was coming at him with his game plan. Jesus' game plan was to stand on the word of God. Huh? Woo, come on here.
You know, one of the things when you said that about the fiery darts, what literally what fiery darts were the arrows that they would shoot that had fire on the end of them.
That's right.
So the initial impact of the dart itself would sting them, would
right.
stun them.
Exactly.
But then the fire would consume
That's
them.
It.
And this is the thing that we have to understand. The only thing that we have to protect that initial sting and the fire that consumes, because our enemy comes not but to steal, to kill,
and
to
destroy.
You see? The only thing that we have in our supernatural armor is the shield of faith.
You see?
That is going to be able to steal and quench those fiery darts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to know, knowing our weapons is the second part. Knowing our enemy
exactly.
is the first thing that we have to do. I would say this, knowing your God
That's
is the
it.
First thing that you need to know.
And you know, right there, you might not know it like we know
mm-hmm.
it. You might not know the Greek Hebrew translation. You might not know the 66 books. You might not know where scriptures are found.
Right.
But all it takes is this, many a time. Lord, I trust
That's
you.
It.
Lord, word my mouth.
Yeah.
Lord, help me.
That's it.
Those things right there, that's drawing near to him.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
recognizes that. That's like that Batman thing going up
uh-huh.
in the sky.
That's it.
And he comes then.
That's right.
He'll let you know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll let you know to be quiet
yeah.
and listen.
Yeah.
Be still and know that I'm the Lord.
That's
but
it.
He'll let you know.
He will let you know.
You see.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's so much that we have learned. And we're not there yet. We haven't arrived. Like
exactly.
Paul said, we count not ourselves to have apprehended. But this one thing that we do know,
right.
we
press
towards the mark
of the high call
of
in
Christ
Jesus.
Jesus.
That's it.
And this is the thing. That's all you have to do. Just be in the press
You know, just being in the crowd. Sometimes all God wants you to do is show up.
That's right.
You know, we think that, you know, when especially those who, you ever try to witness to somebody and they tell you, well, I'm going to come to church when I get myself together. Well, I'm going to come to the Lord when I can get myself together. Well, if you could get yourself together, you wouldn't need the Lord.
You
wouldn't
need
him. That's right. And none of us.
The hill.
That's it. The hill. But this is the whole thing. Is that God knew what he was getting when he called you. And one of the things that the enemy will try to do is use your past against you. Use even your thoughts against you.
That's right.
Use all of the things that are happening to you. Want to get you to look at what's happening around you. But we who walk by faith,
mm-hmm.
we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
We believe God. And I've learned something, that we can ask God
mm-hmm.
for whatever it is that we're lacking. And when I say whatever it is,
that's right.
That means, God, I don't want to do right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do what you want me to do. Help me to want to do what you want me to do.
That's right.
He said, you have not because you don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be willing.
That's
your
right.
whole
that's
honesty
the main thing.
Coming to him
mm-hmm.
in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows where you are. But we have to be humble enough to ask.
That's it.
I have found that even pride is in what we call false humility.
Right.
What seems to be humility.
Look at me. I'm
exactly.
humble.
Even the victim mentality
mm-hmm.
is a form of pride.
Right.
Because you're still thinking that you're going to get something from God
right.
without doing it his way.
You see.
You know, when you're a victim, you don't feel like you need to forgive nobody because you have the mentality that somebody owes you.
See.
But when we realize that we are in our marriages
that's right.
to represent God
right.
in that marriage,
right.
when we come into, and this is the thing about love, in your marriage, and you all please hear me,
uh-huh.
please hear what I'm saying, we have the responsibility to reflect God the Father, reflect his love to our spouse.
That's right.
The way he reflects his love towards us.
Power. Power.
That is our prime responsibility.
You see.
When we really seek to do things God's way,
mm-hmm.
how does God respond?
You see.
To your spouse, whatever that thing is
right.
that you have an issue with, ask yourself, how does God respond to that?
You see.
Because, let me finish.
Come on.
Because whatever way God will respond to that, you are required
mm-hmm.
as a child of God that loves him first with everything in us and loving our neighbor as ourselves to love them the same way.
You see.
So if someone does, if your spouse did something to you, even if it was wrong, even if you have the right,
right.
to say, well, they hurt me, they did this, they did that, I don't care what it is, how does God respond to it?
You see.
And many times, and I can say this, and this is going to help somebody, because as many times as I may have felt like I was hurt, like things weren't done to me, and things that I may even have known about, but God wouldn't let me respond, even in a way that I felt I had the right to respond. But he said to me, he said, look, how do I see them?
You see.
Because this is submitting yourself unto the Lord, submitting him to, he said, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
That's right.
He said, draw near to God, resist the devil, and he will flee
from you.
So when we submit ourselves to God and his ways, seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, his way of doing things, everything else will be added.
You see.
Many times, it's not your spouse that you're supposed to put your trust in, because his word tells us we're to put our trust in no man, but we are to trust God. And he said, put your trust in me, in your spouse.
That's right.
Because when we trust like that, that's the kind of submission to God that he's requiring. And it's through that type of love that you will see, you'll get the results that you're you're looking for, not by you doing it in your own strength, but standing still, standing firm in the word of God and allowing God to do what he wants to do. Because many times in those situations, it's not your spouse that he's just dealing with. He's dealing with you too.
You know, while you're right there, backing up a little bit about this, how we should be to each other,
mm-hmm.
okay? Christ exhibited this on the cross,
yeah.
and it is the epitome of what dying to be married means.
Yeah.
Many people have gotten it wrong, probably some on purpose. You know, people tell me something, I'm not trying to die, I'm trying to live.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're speaking of is this dying to your way of doing things,
right.
dying to yourself for the greater whole of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the epitome of what it is.
Right.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the instances of whatever issue it is that you have between each other, that
mm-hmm.
pits you against each other, the key
mm-hmm.
is not my will, but
mm-hmm.
thine be done. This
That's
is where
right.
the Lord then can and will come in.
Right.
When we get to the end of ourselves and get to the end of our scheming and the end of our way of doing things, or how we want it to be done, how we think it should be and it's supposed to be.
Right.
We find out what his will really is.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this is that thing that's kept us together.
Yeah.
For 25, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Silverish.
Yeah.
You see, this has kept us silverish, is realizing it's beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than us. And just to let you know, for all of you who are all who have responded to our celebrating this 24 years of marriage,
yeah.
it's because you saw God in us.
That's right.
We can boldly
right.
say that
yeah.
with all humility.
Yeah.
It's because you see something
right.
in us. That thing that you see, we must quickly
yes.
give the glory to God.
That's right.
Without a doubt.
That's right. And I have to also say, too, for those of you who have, you have checked on us and you have send us messages and phone calls and,
right.
you know, wanting to know where we are, where what we're going through, how we're doing, and letting us know that you are praying for us. I'm telling you, we so appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And we love, love, love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the time where love displayed is so important.
True.
You know, we have to get out of this thing about, you know, just saying, you know, oh, we love you and this, that, and the other. But you know what? It's times you never know what people are going through.
That's right.
You never know what people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And those messages, those comments, and you know, the inboxes and the phone calls and those things, those mean the I mean, it means so much to us.
Right.
And it is because of you. It is because of that show of love
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, that we were able to look at ourselves and realize that, you know, this is bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't afford to be going through this. We can't afford to be mad at each other
right.
and at odds against each other because this is bigger than us.
Right.
You know, and so we thank you. This is one of the reasons why we decided to do this broadcast impromptu
mm-hmm.
tonight, because of you, because of the love that you have shown us. We wanted to do this for you and
That's
let
right.
you know that we appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your concern. We appreciate those words of encouragement and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten us through so many times.
Yes.
And we just want to just let you all know that. And I've got to take a moment here. I know if I start sending out shout outs, I'm going to miss somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few people that do just rise to the top that I have to give shout-outs to.
Right.
And that's Sister Rebecca
mm-hmm.
Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, we love you, love
yes.
you, love you to
yes.
life. And Sister Debbie Miranda,
mm-hmm.
we love you, love you, love you. Sister Linda Mariah and her husband Stan,
mm-hmm.
we love you guys. Sister Vivian, we love you. It's so many of you all who have expressed to us, how much you're praying for us and asking us how we're doing. Brother Miraji Joseph, we love you. Mm-hmm. It's so many of you who you have just went over and beyond, you know, to find out how we were doing and letting us know that you were praying for us. And we just want to say, when you, anytime anybody is on your heart like that,
mm-hmm.
pray for them. Even
That's
if
right.
you can't get to them,
mm-hmm.
pray for them.
That's right.
Keep praying for us because you never know. I want to let you know, anybody who's doing anybody for the Lord
right.
needs your prayers.
Doing anything. That's
because
right.
I guarantee you they are going through some things
Absolutely.
That you wouldn't even imagine they're
Spiritual
going through.
Spiritual wickedness in high
That's
places.
That's right. That's right. And when we tell you we have experienced some stuff we never thought
mm-hmm.
we would have experienced.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, it's a different level. It's another level. You know, your enemy will forecast what level you're
you
on.
See.
You know, he'll forecast what level you're on.
By the level of attack.
That's right. That's right. But the good thing about that is that for every level of attack,
mm-hmm.
it lets you know that your promotion is right on the other
That's
side.
That's right.
So, you know, we just want to thank you guys again for taking the time to listen to this broadcast today. We never want to leave a broadcast without offering anyone out there who don't know the Lord an opportunity to know them. So we just ask that you just pray this simple prayer with us. Father God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner. I come to you, Lord. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that he rose again on the third day, and I believe he is seated with you now, and that I can have victory and live a victorious life through Jesus Christ. And I repent of my sin,
yes.
Lord, and I give you my life. I give you everything about me, Father, right now. And I invite you to come into my heart. Father God, I pray for those who have prayed that prayer, that they will know, first of all, that that prayer reached heaven when from a sincere heart they have ask you, they have repented of their sin, and they have asked you to accept them as your child. Father, we believe right now that they are saved. I pray right now for everyone
yes.
who is listening to this broadcast, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, and even more that they will know who they are in you, that they will recognize their enemy. Let them see, God, that it is not their spouse. It is not the people around them. It is not the ones who are being used to cause grief in their lives. But, Lord, help them to see that this is a bigger enemy than anybody that they see, but that they will draw near to you so that you will empower them, God. Lord, give them spiritual eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Give them spiritual ears, God, and give them an obedient heart that they will be willing to do whatever you tell them to do. Lord, humble hearts in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you for 24 years of marriage,
yes, Lord.
25 years of being together.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us over the mountains and taking us through the valleys. Father, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us even from ourselves, Lord, from the things that we even wanted to do that weren't even your will. God, we thank you, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen. Thank you again for joining us.
Yes.
We invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. We will be letting you know, so keep your head up, keep your ears open for the next broadcast. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you tell me why I love them when the many lose? Is it because of happenstance, or is it within our power to choose? How can it be that after many years, love can be stronger than the day it began? Is it because the strength of love is not really in the heart of man? What I feel, it's in the hard times that it's revealed that love is an act of my will. Don't you know that
love is patient, never
patient,
and always never.